This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim. Great feed, Carter Kleiman. Got it for two. 36-34. Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Locked on the play. Locked on the play. Jacob Kleiman, outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. drive, Soldis, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got some game for you today here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee as the Bodkins Trojans, unbeaten on the year, 6-0, 4-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League, venture to Centerville High School and lift up the curtain in game one of four games here today for the Elk Elite Showcase. The Centerville girls and boys close out the schedule in games around 5 and 7 o'clock. In our opener, Bodkins plays Springfield Shawnee, black and gold versus black and gold. Fans filtering in. They should be quite a game. The Springfield Shawnee, a regional finalist 1 year ago, beat Versailles in the regional semifinal by 3 points, 58-55, before losing to Cincinnati Taft in the regional championship game in Division III 1 year ago. Taft had beaten Anna in overtime, 62-57, in the regional semi. Bodkins has been boosted big time the last two games by Jacob Plyman, 27 points and 20 in his last two outings. He scored his 1,000th at Bodkins in the win over Houston 2 days ago. Of course, Carter Plyman is a dynamite player as well, the junior averaging 11 a game. And Jacob Plyman now is all the way up to 18 a game. Jamison Meyer just under double digits. That's the big trio for Bodkins and for Springfield Shawnee. We'll be talking a lot about outstanding shooters in the person of Zion Crow, R.J. Griffin, and Patrick Fultz. The Springfield Shawnee club, with the exception of one game this year, Chuck, against Tecumseh, is shooting over 50% from behind the arc. They're shooting 60% on twos for the year. It's not a big Shawnee team, a couple of 6'3s, maybe about as big a club as Bodkins has gone up against this year. Should be a mighty fine game. D4 Bodkins against D3 Springfield Shawnee, of course, the Trojans, the defending state champs.
It should be a really good game, you were just talking about it. I watched it when Centerville was out here shooting three-quarter shots, you know, practice playing 10 and out.
Yep.
And every shot that hit the front of the rim bent down at about a 15-degree angle. This is a shooter. This is a shooter's gym at the rim. So, you know, Bodkins is really going to have to go out and show on their three-point shooters for sure.
Yeah, this is a Division I Centerville Elk Shooters Gymnasium. That is for sure. Centerville, of course, the home of the outstanding point guard, Mr. Cups. The young man's just a junior, led Centerville to the state championship 1 year ago, and the Centerville team plays in the 7 o'clock finale here tonight.
Yeah, if it wasn't so late, I'd probably stick around, but I don't think I can watch three more games after this one today. So, but, yeah, they're an outstanding basketball team. May not have quite the horses to get back to Dayton this year, but,
right.
Yeah, Cups. And I saw his dad play. He played for Dave Zeller at Graham and McGuire also. I mean, this is the Dave Zeller coaching tree here today. And, boy, when those two kids played at Graham, they were outstanding.
Uh-huh. Seems funny saying get back to Dayton, and not Columbus.
Yeah, I said Columbus earlier, and I was corrected. So.
A spokesman for the Centerville Athletic Department said to me earlier this week when I was here for a site survey in the gym, he noted, "We are extremely pleased to attract a high-caliber small school program like Bodkins to our Elk Elite Showcase opener." And we're about 15 minutes or so away from the Bodkins-Shawnee tip-off. Three-point shooting of Shawnee, quite a weapon.
It is.
That will test Bodkins' defense. It will stretch it.
Well, and one other thing I'm going to throw in there about playing in this tournament, the showcase, this is a floor like they're going to play at Piqua.
Right.
It's got the same dimensions, and it's a big basketball court with walls at both ends for good shooting backgrounds. So this is good for Bodkins to play a game on this floor.
It's a 94-footer, only a small handful of gyms in the upper Miami Valley are 94 feet
right.
in length. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Today's big game here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM also offers a number of key building components for both teams. It's a trio of very good scorers in each club that will be relied on in this contest this afternoon to produce big points. It's Jacob Plyman, Carter Plyman, Jamison Meyer for the Botkins Trojans, and for the Springfield Shawnee Braves, it's Patrick Fultz, R.J. Griffin, and Zion Crow, key building components for these two clubs here this afternoon. Remember, the finest in building components come from the Francis Schulze Company, which can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. These two teams coming off victories on Friday night. Shawnee went on the road to London. I chuckled when Coach McGuire said to me about an hour ago, he said, we went abroad on Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, London, I guess that's not too far for Shawnee. They are Springfield, right? That's where they're located.
And Shawnee won that game by a score of 55-51 over London. A close call a couple weeks ago on the road at Tecumseh, 48-46. Shawnee averaging 58 points a game, giving up 45. Botkins giving up 32 a game, scoring about 49. Shawnee is producing 26 more points a game than Botkins is giving up.
Yeah, something's got to give, doesn't it?
Yep, sure does. It is time for a radio station break. We'll return in 1 minute. Back in a minute. Radio station break on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
The Shawnee Braves 5-0 overall, 3-0 in the Central Buckeye Conference, the Kenton Trail Division. Botkins 6-0 overall, 4-0 in league action. Botkins coming off big wins over Fort Loramie and Houston in the last two contests by counts of 48-30 and 53-25. Botkins really has not been seriously tested yet, Chuck.
No, they're just a really good basketball team, and they got some games coming up. Jackson Center is going to be better second round than it's going to be at Jackson. They got both games against Rushi still. They're going to be tested, but they are definitely the most talented team in the Shelby County League.
Starting lineups are being introduced here before a good crowd. Got everybody adorned in black and gold. School colors for each. Botkins gold, more of a Purdue gold. Shawnee's gold is shinier looking gold. For Botkins, which is the home team on the scoreboard, wearing the white, Carter Plyman, 6'5" junior, 11 points a game. Jamison Meyer, out front at guard, 5'9" senior, 8.5 points a game. Jacob Plyman, 18.5 per contest, 9 rebounds per, 4 blocks, 72% shooter on twos. averaging just under 19 a game. Jacob, 6'6", and a senior. Jaden Wendell at guard, 5'8", a senior. Dylan Topp at a forward spot, 6 feet, 4 inches tall, and a senior, and at 5 points a game. For Springfield, Shawnee, Patrick Fultz, 14 points a game at guard. He is a 6 foot senior. Mason Griffith at a forward, a 6'1 senior. Zion Crow out front at a guard or wing spot, 6'3 and a junior. R.J. Griffin, 6'3 junior. And Cooper Bear helps run the point, 6 feet tall and a senior. Bear at 5 points a game. Fultz, 14. Griffin, 15. Crow, 17. All set to get this game underway on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Actually tipping just a moment or two ahead of schedule. We apologize. It is Shawnee getting the tap into the backcourt. Nice pass down to the inside to Zion Crow. Crow from 8 feet away hits a cutter below the rim. Mason Griffith, and he sticks it in. You talk about chemistry on that play.
Yeah, he snuck in the backside there. They had pretty good defense on him, and he did a good job of going cross court.
Good pressure by Shawnee quickly. Forecourt left. Wendell chucks up a three ball for Botkins. It rattles out. No good. Rebound by Shawnee. Shawnee throws into the far corner of the floor. It's Cooper Bear who swings it out on top. Ball goes right baseline to Zion Crow. Into the middle to R.J. Griffin, who spins from 10 feet away. Carter Plyman on him. He doesn't shoot. It goes opposite to Patrick Fultz. Fultz on the bounce. Shawnee 2, Botkins nothing. We played a minute, opening quarter. Baseline left, it is Cooper Bear. Throws on top to the long three-point shooter. Look out, Zion Crow. He rips the cords from distance.
Boy, he got that in rhythm, and that ball was down as soon as he let go of it.
Yep, this young man now 9 for 19 on the season from behind the arc. Here is Botkins letting one fly immediately. Forecourt right, Wendell again. This time he pops it home.
Well, they're going to get that look every time down the floor, and if they're making them, great, but they got to make sure they're not settling for threes.
Wendell not being guarded. Here's a Shawnee player not guarded. Fultz all the way to the cup. Missed it. He blew it from easy range. Rebound down to Botkins. 5-3 in favor of Shawnee. 6:13 to go first quarter. Wendell left open again. Tries another three. Buries it.
Jaden Wendell.
Boy, shades of his freshman year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He was superb his frost season. He was a 50% three-point shooter. Here's Zion Crow, wow. Foul line extended left. Got it. 16-footer for Shawnee. Boy, the nylon is being tickled. A lot of nets being rippled here in this game so far. 7-6 in favor of Shawnee. Jacob Plyman touches it for the first time. Baseline right, swivels into the lane, scores with the left hand.
Wow. That was really smooth.
Jacob Plyman was very good a year ago. The senior is even better for his 12th grade season. Open player, Shawnee, high left. Long three ball, Mason Griffith. Air ball, no good. Strong rebound below the rim. Jacob and Carter Plyman all over R.J. Griffith, who makes a bad pass. Botkins up 1-8-7 with the ball. Straight away, it's Carter Plyman. Hands off to Wendell. So far, Shawnee has shaded 5 defenders on 4 of Botkins' players, leaving Wendell available. He's made him pay. Here is Jacob Plyman, baseline right. Good head fake, ducks under, overshot it, no good. Tug of war for the rebound, it's tied up. Botkins will keep it, leading 8-7, 4:50 left to go here in the first quarter of play. Baseline left, the playmaker is Carter Plyman. Swung on top to Meyer. Jamison Meyer open. Drills it. Line drive three ball. Not as much arc as Jamison normally puts on it. He let it fly. And in it went.
He gets his feet set. He is a deadly shooter.
11-7 in favor of Botkins. Down inside goes Zion Crow. Shot partially blocked by Jacob Plyman. Thrown on the arc with a three-point shooter. Fultz connects it. Patrick Fultz from long range. Quick timeout by Shawnee. 1 point lead, Bodkins, 11-10, halfway through the first quarter, and it's a shootout so far. We thought it would be up and down game, three balls flying in left and right on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at psalm-mcgill-and-tangemanfh.com.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Here's Bodkins, forecourt, far end of the floor. It is Jaden Wendell, gets a screen. He jacks up a 27-footer, around and out, no good. Rebounded by Shawnee. 11-10, Bodkins in the lead. 4 minutes even to go here in the first. Deep left corner, it is R.J. Griffin. Handoff behind the arc to Mason Griffith. Got a Griffith and a Griffin, two fine players. Both start for Shawnee. High left, it's Cooper Bear. Near side to Zion Crow, averaging 17 points a game. Shawnee running its offense, trying to get to the rim. Dribbling foul line, it's R.J. Griffin. Deep right corner to Bear. Back to Griffin, elbow on the right, bumped on the play. Dylan Topp gave him a shove. 3:30 left to go here in the first period. 11-10 in favor of Bodkins. Good sign for the Trojans, Chuck, in that Jaden Wendell has pumped home a couple long balls.
Yep.
And I tell you what, Bodkins bench, Bodkins scoring, everything becoming more well-rounded as this season progresses. Foul line, Zion Crow, down low to Mason Griffith, into the opposite corner to the three-point shooter. It is Patrick Fultz, and he cans it. 13-11, Shawnee. How many triples in this game so far?
Six.
I was going to guess a half a dozen. Two-point lead, Braves, 13-11. Great pass, Jamison Meyer out of the right corner. Hits a cutter, Dylan Topp. He went gliding into the paint area. A bullet thrown to him by Meyer. And then Topp on the finish to tie the game at 13. Boy, these three-point shooters for Shawnee cannot be neglected. Dribbling is Cooper Bear on the arc. Feeds it right corner to Zion Crow. Around one man, another to the rack. Banked it, no, but a foul against Bodkins. Two shots coming for Zion Crow. Game tied at 13. 2:42 to go here in the first quarter.
That was on Jacob Plyman. He got there in time. If he just would have gone straight up, but he went for the block and got him with the body.
Foul shot, Zion Crow, good. Shawnee shooting 62% at the stripe this year. Bodkins 67. Usually about this time, Chuck, in the Shelby County League so far this year, we're saying, well, it looks like 40 points might win this game. Hey, it's going to take 50 to 60 to win this one.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a shootout for sure.
Second shot by Crow, rimmed out. Rebound, Bodkins. Up ahead, Carter Plyman, 25 feet away. Hand off to Jamison Meyer. Meyer and Wendell each have threes. Wendell, two. Ball thrown to the post to Dylan Topp. Now Jacob Plyman on the arc. High left is fed in the play to Jordan Herzog, who's in, the 6'3 sophomore. Left wing, it goes to Carter Plyman. He blitzes his way toward the basket. Body foul as he was hipped by a Shawnee player. A couple free throws coming here for Bodkins. A chance to sneak back on top. Down one, 14-13. Just over two to play in the first. A lot of roll on the rim, and it trickles through.
That was that loose rim, because that thing was off to the right, and somehow it stayed on the rim and rolled in.
Sure did. That rim flexed, what, every inch, every bit, a couple inches, maybe three. A lot of play in that iron. On that shot, Carter didn't need it. He swished it. Total net.
The net had a lot of give, too.
15-14. Trojans up one. 2 minutes even to go here in the first quarter. Very good game. We expected it. High right, Zion Crow. Deep right corner. It's passed on the play to Darian Dixon, who's in, a 6'2 sophomore. And he pumps one up from downtown. It is on the iron, almost went in, came off. Rebounded by Botkins. Carter Plyman walks it up. Trojans up one. 1:42 to go, first quarter. Carter looks back door for Jamison Meyer, not available. Straight away, Dylan Top. Top on the bounce, handoff to Jacob Plyman. Botkins spreading the floor. Nobody below the arc at the moment. Herzog's got it. High post, right wing, Jacob Plyman steps into the three ball. Swisharoo by Jacob Plyman. He knocks it down.
But tell you what, that was concentration because he lost control of the pass when it got to him, and he still stepped back and hit a three.
Seven threes for Botkins. We thought Shawnee was going to be the more prolific three-point shooting team. Zion Crow, in a lot of traffic, went into the thicket in the lane, and he was bottled up and lost the ball. He tried to shoot it. It touched the bottom of the netting. Botkins gobbled it up. Jacob Plyman again, far left side of the floor. 28-footer, wide right, rebound Shawnee, foul Botkins. Four team fouls on the Trojans, the lead 18-14. It's been a seesaw first period of play. Biggest lead for Botkins, owned right now, four. Thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. LaCalle Equipment at Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy. And delicious pumpkin pie, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Here's a long three by Cooper Bear of Shawnee. No good, off the back brace. Rebound down to Botkins. Far into the floor as Jamison Meyer loops it on top to Carter Plyman. Now to Wendell, into Jacob, back to the basket. He's being doubled, puts it up from 7 feet. It hit the flange, caromed off, saved inbounds by Herzog, but right to a Shawnee player. Motoring down the floor, scooping it up on the run is Zane Mercer, who walked. Mercer, a 5'11 sophomore guard, took steps. Ball is turned right back over to Botkins. Scoring pace has slowed down, 15.1 to go in the first. Still, Botkins has reeled off 18 in a very high-scoring opening period. In backcourt, Wendell is double-teamed, makes a bad pass, stolen on the play by Mercer. Mercer to the rim, blocked away by Botkins. 4 seconds to go in the first. Jamison Meyer left open in the half court. Hits it, a 30-footer beating the buzzer. 21-14, Botkins, which trailed much of that first quarter. Trojans now up by 7 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment or buying a home on acreage, or you need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Shawnee possession, starting quarter number two. Botkins in the lead, 21-14. Biggest edge in this game, 7. Outside the arc on the right, it's R.J. Griffin for Shawnee, picked up by Jaden Wendell. Ball thrown right corner to the three-point gunner. It's Patrick Fultz. You can't leave him alone. He nails another one.
9 threes, 5 for Botkins, 4 for Shawnee.
9 total three-point baskets in this game so far. A quintet of them for Botkins, a quartet of them for Shawnee. Here's a hard drive to the rim. Carter Plyman took it 40 feet, went to the corner, baseline, reversed it, missed it. It hung on the iron, fell off. Here's Shawnee quickly down the floor. Look at Patrick Foltz go to work. He split two defenders and barged to the basket and knocked it in off the glass.
He's as advertised. Look at the basketball player.
6 foot senior guard, 14 points a game. Heck of a drive by Foltz. After pumping home a long three ball, five straight for the Braves guard. And that has cut the Botkin 7-point lead to 2, 21-19. Wendell out high. Gives it up straight away to Carter Plyman, right side of the floor. Jacob wants to start a drive on R.J. Griffin. Pulls up in the lane, clobbered from behind. He is Plyman. He'll have two free throws coming.
So far, Shawnee's not doing a good job of keeping him out of the lane. He's either scoring or getting fouled.
Thank you, SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online, securecom.com. The pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Our radio station sponsors, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire, and TC Sports in Sydney. First free throw made by Jacob Plyman, second one missed. Long rebound to Herzog, hands it to Jacob, and he hoists one from 3-point territory, missed it. Rebound by Shawnee, quickly down the floor. Braves baseline left. Good defense by Jacob Plyman, who hindered R.J. Griffin's short shot. And it was shy of the mark, and Botkins came away with the board. Up three are the Trojans, 22-19, 6 minutes to go until halftime. Herzog high left to Carter Plyman. Botkins needs to get him going. Down inside to Jacob. Jacob muscles, and he puts it in easily. He caught it right near the basket. Easy pickings for Botkins.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, they can't stop him if he catches on the block down there.
You're right. That was so deep. Penetration, R.J. Griffin, look at him go to work right down the paint here at the Centerville Elks gym. He carved out space in that black area, the lane, and shoveled it in from down around his knees. Well done. 24-21 in favor of Botkins by three. Trojans are allowing Shawnee some penetration here in this first half of the game. Shawnee getting below the foul stripe, wreaking some havoc. Here's Jamison Meyer, deep right corner for Botkins. Good wraparound pass. Oh, nice dish to Jacob Plyman. Great assist by Jamison Meyer.
Well, they've got to really look to stop him from shooting the three so he can get to the lane like that.
Here is Patrick Foltz. Throws across court for Shawnee. Knocked away. Stolen by Carter Plyman. Pass intended for Cooper Bear. 5-point lead in favor of Botkins. Big steal right there for the Trojans, who throw it on the arc to Jaden Wendell. He's had a hot hand. Couple threes in that first quarter. Jacob Plyman straight away. Now to Meyer, 25 feet out. Jamison retreats. Now to Jaden Wendell, who's at the Elks logo. Deep right corner, Carter Plyman, guarded by Zion Crow. Carter left-hand dribble. 26-21, Botkins, 4:28 to go here in the second quarter. Carter Plyman surveys the Shawnee defense, dribbles at the point, high right, right corner, Herzog. Good feed, down low to Jacob Plyman. He singled, doubled, tripled, and scores anyway with the left hand.
Yeah, he has just become an incredibly good basketball player.
Here is Shawnee, forecourt right, down seven. Mason Griffith had the three, didn't take it. Fed it inside to Zion Crow. Crow goes strong to the rim, through the arms of Herzog, short on the shot, but a foul against Botkins. 4 minutes to go till halftime. 28-21 in favor of Botkins. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. New address, 575 East Main. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. First free throw by Zion Crow was no good. Second shot is swished. Botkins lead is 6, 28-22. Quickly down the floor, Jamison Meyer to Carter Plyman on the run. Wow. Carter angling left, threw it up with the right hand, difficult play. Wow. He scored it off the backboard.
They are having absolutely no problem with that full court press that Shawnee's throwing at him.
You're right, Chuck. Here's a long three hurled up there from distance by Fultz. Rim backboard came off. Bodies fly below the backboard. Shove off against Budkins. You're right, Chuck. The press really playing into Bodkin's hand so far.
Well, yeah, they started out with Wendell hitting a couple of threes because he was wide open against it. And, yeah, they're not having any trouble with it at all.
I tell you what, Bodkins has adjusted neatly so far in this game. Up eight now, 3.5 to go, second quarter. Straight away, Patrick Fultz for Shawnee. Picks up the dribble. High left to Zion Crow. Crow shot fake. Goes foul line. Flips behind him to Fultz. Fultz has got an avenue right down the lane. Oh, look at him. Up and in.
Woo. He's pretty good, too.
Wow, he is talented. Patrick Fultz for Shawnee. Here's Bodkins. Doesn't beat the press this time. Fires to midcourt. Intercepted by Zion Crow, and Shawnee gets a timeout. 3:16 left in the second. Bodkins up six on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
New underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney. FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at VictorousHealth.com. Victorious, V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S. Well, out of the timeout, Shawnee runs a play for Zion Crow, and he gets a jump shot from the elbow on the left, and he nets it.
He is very smooth.
Yes, he and Fultz, dynamite players for Shawnee, which applies the press. Braves up, or I should say down by four now. And Bodkins does beat the press eventually. Here's Jamison Meyer outside the arc on the left. Went up to shoot, bobbled the ball, and then Jamison fouled Zion Crow, who was away on a fast break. Turnover Bodkins. Actually turned into a pretty good foul by Meyer.
Well, it did. And you can see he's wiping his hands. The ball just slipped out of his hands when he's going up for the shot.
16 fouls on Bodkins, two on Shawnee. Braves in the 1-1, last 2:46 of the second quarter. Braves have scored four in a row. Lead for Bodkins, 4 points, 30-26. Here's Zion Crow. Oh, here's a great maneuver by him. And then he walked. Wasn't a great maneuver, as it turned out.
Well, he got a teeny bit of a bump, but he lost his balance, and he took three steps. I'm glad they didn't call that a foul.
Right. I think he tried to draw attention to it, did Zion, in hopes of getting the foul call. But the right decision was made. Turnover Shawnee after one by Bodkins. 2:23 to go in the second. Long lob from the right corner. Carter Playman, beautiful throw down inside to Jacob. He got behind the defense.
Elijah Stewart, actually.
Was it Stewart on the finish?
Yep.
Elijah Stewart, who has been ill the last week and a half. Here's Zion Crow, high left, shoots it, missed it. Short on the rim, rebound down to Bodkins, which leads by six. Here's a deep three, left side of the floor. Bodkins, Wendell, short of the mark, no good. Stuck back up and in. Big rebound, Jacob Playman. Elijah Stewart, 6'5", senior, in off the bench for Bodkins. He and Playman, two straight hoops, and that four-point bulge is back up to eight. 34-26, 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Zion Crow on top, picked up by Carter Playman. Outside the arc on the right, it is Cody Seaman is in now, 6'2 sophomore. Down inside to the strong Zion Crow. He's belted, goes to the floor. Two shots coming. 1 minute, 25 seconds left. Opening half, Botkins 34. Springfield Shawnee 26. Crow toes the line. Seventh team foul on Botkins in the act of shooting anyway. Gets a pair. And he notches the first. 34-27. Botkins' lead is 7. Thanks so much to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, 937-498-7282. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Zion Crow drains both foul shots. Botkins lead is 6. Oh, what a pass by Herzog. No, that's Elijah Stewart, who lobbed it down inside over the top of Carter Plyman to Jacob, who was beneath the backboard. He caught it, missed the shot, but Shawnee smashed him from behind, and Jacob's at the free throw line. Botkins making that play look easy, Chuck.
That was a really nice entry pass by Stewart.
Free throw, Jacob Plyman got it. 35-28, Botkins up 7. How many points for Jacob so far, Chuck?
I made that one, so that's 2, 4, 6, 8, and 11, 16.
16 for Jacob Plyman. He is 2.5 points from his average. As he garnered both foul shots, the lead for Botkins is 8, 36-28. 49 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Far right wing, Mason Griffith for Botkins. Throws a blind pass for a cutter behind Zion Crow. It rolls to the bleachers across the way. Botkins ball up 8. 46.1 to go here in the second quarter. Key stretch here as the first half finishes. In backcourt, Carter Plyman checked on the play, but Patrick Fultz tried to draw a charge. No chance. Little acting job. Botkins brings it down. 38 to play. Here's Jamison Meyer. Carter Plyman on top. Thought about the 3. Now to Jaden Wendell. I think the instruction from head coach Phil Groves was, let's play for 1.
Oh, I think that's a smart move. You're up 8.
Phil Groves, last 3 years, girls coach at Botkins. First year as the boys' mentor. Had been an assistant for Brett Meyer for about 7 years on the boys' varsity side. Botkins tries to weave a pass down inside. It couldn't thread the needle very well, and the ball went out of bounds to Shawnee.
Too early in the clock in the first place, and just really tough entry pass. That's not going to be attempted very often.
9-8-7. Here's Fultz in the right corner. Hand off to R.J. Griffin. Back to Fultz. Straightaway 3 ball. Air ball way short, out of bounds it goes, and Botkins will take an 8-point cushion into the locker room at the half. 36-28. We'll have a 2-minute radio station break coming up here in just a matter of seconds. As I tell you, we are on the air. Thanks to Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. And so many thanks to a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, the cell phone shop in North Dayton. I've been there, done that. They are excellent. Broken glass, water damage, the cell phone shop will fix it. 2041 Harshman off I-75, take Needmore Road southeast. It extends right into Harshman. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton. We'll fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, laptops, and more. For your phone, we'll fix the digitizer, broken glass, water damage, unlock service, home button, camera speaker, the most prompt and reliable cell phone repair shop in Western Ohio, the cell phone shop. Take Needmore to 2041 Harshman. Diagnostics are free, no fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast, get 15% off. Phone 937-567-0878, 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Botkins ahead by 8 at halftime. It's a 2-minute radio station break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Halftime here at the Elk Elite Showcase. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Bodkins leads by 8 points, 36-28 over Springfield Shawnee, which is coached by 17-year man Chris McGuire. Regional finalist last year was Shawnee. Number of players back, three starters, first two off the bench. But Bodkin so far, Chuck, has done just about what it's wanted to do at the offensive end.
Well, offensively, they're playing really well. And defensively, they're not doing a bad job. 28 points, you know, I mean, that's not going to be, they're not going to hold them under their average. But Shawnee runs their offense with such precision.
Yep.
And it started where they got a couple of people open, but now Botkins has adjusted and they're playing much better team health defense.
Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, AAG Inc. Chuck?
Well, rebounding advantage to Botkins, 11-9. Each team has three offensive rebounds. The Braves turned it five times, Botkins only three. 5 of 6 from the free throw line for Botkins, that's all Jacob Plyman. 4 of 6 from the free throw line for Shawnee, and that's all Zion Crow. Individual scoring, Fultz led the Braves with 13. Crow has 11, and they got two each from R.J. Griffin and Mason Griffith. They scored 14 each quarter, 28 for the half. Botkins led by Plyman. Jacob Plyman was 16. They got 6 from Jamison Meyer. They got 6 from Jaden Wendell, 4 from Carter Plyman, and 2 from Dylan Topp and Elijah Stewart. They scored 21 and 15, and they lead at 36-28 at the half.
Botkins ahead by 8. That's our halftime report. Second half coming up in about 4.5 minutes. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We'll return after this message from AAG Inc., our halftime sponsor on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC Soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Centerville. It's the Elk Elite Showcase. Bodkins playing in the first game of four here today. Bodkins Trojans, Division 4 against Springfield Shawnee, Division 3. Bodkins up 8, 36-28. We're seconds away from the start of our second half. Bodkins ball, Jamison Meyer at midcourt. So many thanks to Local Equipment on ScoresBroadcast.com, a founding partner way back in 2006. Could not have gotten off the ground without the help from Local Equipment. Thank you very much, all the staff associates at Local. Well, Bodkin starts the second half with a miss from behind the arc by Carter Plyman, and then Shawnee busts out, gets a quick three on two. Zion Crow, neat driving layup. What a game for him, Chuck.
Yeah, he's a good batsman, only a junior.
Sparkling performance by him. Jamison Meyer left open, deep three in the corner for Bodkins. It is a little crooked off to the side of the rim. Rebound down to Shawnee. 36-30 Bodkins. It was 38-30 at the break. Deflected pass by Meyer, out of bounds. Let's see what these two teams do differently here in the third quarter. Carter Plyman took a rare shot for him in this game to start play in the second half. He missed it. Jamison Meyer was off the mark on a three. Left side of the floor, Shawnee's got it. Mason Griffith almost gunned up a three ball, didn't. 6-point game. We played a minute. High left, it's Griffith, not guarded, sets, shoots, in, out, it rattles, and goes back in.
Mason Griffith
lets one fly.
Boy, that was that loose rim again. I don't think that goes in most gyms.
It came into play because it went in and out. Normally it'll stay out after rattling, and that one didn't. The play on the iron allowed the ball to stay there an extra split second, and kerplunk, it fell through. 5 straight points by Shawnee to start the third quarter. 36-33 in favor of Botkins. Carter Plyman on the bounce, picked up by Zion Crow. Top of the key. Hand off to Jaden Wendell. Boy, Shawnee chasing Botkins, 3-point shooters off their spot. Jacob Plyman sets up low on the left. Jamison Meyer hits him with a pass in the post. Back to Jamison on the arc. A long one. It's good. Jamison Meyer from distance.
Did a ball fake, got the defender to drop his hands, and then got the three up.
Scoreboard reads 37-33. Is that correct, Chuck?
Should be 39.
There we go, 39-33.
Yep.
They gave Jamison 1 point on the three-point make. 6-point lead, Botkins. Baseline left, Zion Crow. Threads a great bounce pass low on the right to Mason Griffith, who could not conclude the play. Left it short. Might have been hindered just a shade by Jacob Plyman. Rebound down to Wendell. To Jamison Meyer in the corner. Another deep three. Way short. Rebound punched out. Top of the circle to Zion Crow. He lost it. Got it back. And now Shawnee brings it into the half court. R.J. Griffin down the lane. Late dish to a teammate. Little five-footer up and in, but Mason Griffith. Good start for him here in the third quarter.
Yeah, 5 points for him.
5:15 to go in the third. Botkins leads by four, 39-35. Very sloppy cross-court pass by Carter Plyman. Deflected and stolen by Shawnee. And then Botkins reaches in. Dylan Top fouls. Botkins concentration not where it needs to be at this moment.
Those passes are really kind of sloppy and just not really crisp right now.
Botkins 39, Shawnee 35, 5:09 to go here in the third quarter of play.
That was the third foul on Top. He's going to have to sit down.
Ball being walked to the top of the circle by Cooper Bear. Bear gives it up, gets it back. Handoff to R.J. Griffin, 25 feet out. High right, Mason Griffith. Deep right corner, Zion Crow. Picked up a Carter Plyman. Swung straight away to R.J. Griffin. 4:44 to go, third quarter. Botkins' lead is 4, 39-35. Good start to the second half by Shawnee. Shot fake straight away. Then a drive into the paint area. The little leaner is good. R.J. Griffin, sparkling effort by him. And then pressure by Shawnee in backcourt. 5 black shirts guarding Botkins tightly. Trojans, floor error. They throw it out of bounds.
Yeah, not a very good start to the half.
Nope. Botkins coming unglued just a little bit. Must tighten things up. Shawnee within two. 39-37. Deep right corner. Zion Crow. Gave it up high left to Patrick Fultz. On him, Jaden Wendell. Crossover dribble by Fultz. Doesn't shoot. Left side to Zion Crow. Bombs away. Makes it. Zion Crow from way downtown. Nice rally here by Shawnee. Braves up one. Steal by Shawnee in backcourt. Driving shot put up by Mason Griffith. Little heavy. Rebound down to Botkins. 1 point lead Shawnee. That steal, that make right there, had it gone in, would have enabled Shawnee to go up a three. Botkins needs a timeout in the worst way. Braves have outscored the Trojans by 9 here in the third quarter. 40-39 Shawnee. 3:54 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
New location for the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 575 East Main. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann Drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, just a call away, 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Here is Botkins after the timeout, throwing it down inside on the play to Jordan Herzog. And look at him flex his muscle. Big goal. Fine lean in by Herzog. Shawnee coming right back down the floor, down one, 41-40 Botkins. Ball thrown left corner. R.J. Griffin has an opening to the rim. Shot blocked. Deflection way out on the arc to Shawnee again. Patrick Fultz drives. Blocked once more by Botkins.
Plyman got both of those. Jacob.
Forecourt right, it's Carter. Low on the left to Jacob. He's hammered by two black shirts from Shawnee. Yep, right after the timeout, Botkins going to work. Good defensive stand after a field goal by Herzog. Jordan, a 6'3 sophomore, giving Botkins a lift off the bench here in the early part of the season. Free throw, Jacob Plyman, lot of rim, and it goes in. That's another one, Chuck. I don't think it goes if the rims are tightened up. What, maybe about three turns on the bolts?
These are college-type rims.
Yep. Jacob again, swish. Four straight points by Botkins after head coach Phil Groves' timeout. 43-40, Trojans. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Straight away, Zion Crow. Baseline left, open jump shooter, R.J. Griffin. A little strong. And the rebound comes down to Jacob Plyman to Carter in backcourt. Couple empty possessions in succession by Shawnee after the Botkins timeout. Wendell on the arc. Into Jacob Plyman, back to Wendell. Airballed it, almost out of bounds. Saved in by Jamison. But right to Zion Crow. Down the floor goes Zion in the lane. Off balance around Jacob Plyman, who hindered the shot. No good. Rebound Botkins, 2-on-1. Herzog swivels a pass to Jamison Meyer. Blocked by Zion Crow, out of bounds in the corner. 43-40, Botkins, 2:22 left in the third.
Well, that was a quick jump because he got him off his feet, and yep. Still he got back up to block the shot.
He sure did.
I always say it's not how high you jump, it's how quickly you jump.
Zion Crow's got some hops. They're quick hops. Boy, he left the floor right now. Botkins retaining possession. Shawnee touched it last. Ball lobbed from beneath the rim into backcourt to Jacob Plyman out of Wendell. 2:16 left, third quarter. Herzog tied up momentarily on the top to Wendell. Available, three ball, swish, swish. 46-40 on the triple by Wendell. Botkins back up a half dozen after falling behind by a point. Led by 8 at the half, did Botkins. Minute 55 to go in the third. High left, it's R.J. Griffin to the three-point shooter. Patrick Fultz way short. Botkins doing a better job on him this half. Rebound down to the Trojans. Chance to go up 8 or 9. Here's Meyer, double-teamed. Oh, he makes a sloppy bounce pass. Intercepted by Fultz. Right down the middle of the floor to the rack. It's a deuce for Fultz. Time out called. Boy, the pressure by Shawnee. They know who to double. And they take it away and score at the other end. A four-point game. Trojans lead it. Minute 34 to go, late in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
A minute 34 to go in the third quarter of play. Bodkins 46, Springfield Shawnee 42. See, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins, and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. Here's a long 75-foot pass by Bodkins down the floor over the press, and Jamison Meyer missed the layup, a gimme. He blew it. Quickly, baseline left, goes Shawnee, drive to the rim, R.J. Griffin, blocked on the play. Jacob Playman on the swat. Here comes Bodkins. Wendell up the floor, gives it to Carter straight away. Back to Wendell, sizes up a three, looks good, short. Rebound pinballed around, taken away by Shawnee. Three on three, R.J. Griffin in the middle. Loops it left corner. Here's a fadeaway jump shot. Swish! A long one pumped home. Patrick Fultz. Fultz again for Shawnee.
Kind of an ugly release, but I'll tell you what, he makes it, so he got to come to the ball.
Oh, my goodness. Sloppy pass by Bodkin. Steal by Shawnee. Driving layup. Crow, good. And Shawnee's got the lead right back. Bodkin's very careless here in the third quarter. Bad start, bad finish to the third. 35 seconds to go. Shawnee up one. Carter Playman down low on the right. Spins, ducks under, draws a two-shot foul. Couldn't finish, but he's at the stripe. Sloppy stretch here by Bodkins, which played poorly to open the third quarter. Got untracked, did Bodkins, in the middle of the period.
Too many turnovers. They've had five in the third quarter. They had three in the first half.
Carter Playman shoots the free throw. No good. Too much mustard on it. 47-46. Braves lead by one. Bodkins had been up six at 46-40. Carter Playman shoots that one up. All net. Game tied at 47, 31.1 to go here in the third quarter. 25 feet away, Shawnee's got the ball. Technical foul called on Chris McGuire. Easy for me to say. I'm a little shaken by that myself. Chris McGuire nailed with a technical as Shawnee was set to run its offense with 24.8 to go in the third quarter. Don't know what that could be about.
Well, he thought the last block on Plyman down at the other end was a foul. He's probably right. There was an awful lot of body that went with it, but it didn't do you any good to get a technical when you have the basketball.
Exactly. Jamison Meyer cannot cash in at the free throw line. He's got two techs. The first one way short. Second one, Jamison Meyer, four, five dribbles in the air. Short again, off to the right. Blew them both. So it's Bodkins' ball, had been Shawnee's ball. They had a chance for Bodkins to be about a 6 or 7 point swing, denying Shawnee points and getting maybe as many as four, even five at your end. But it's still tied at 47. Triple teamed is Jacob Playman. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. High right to Carter. Not much movement right now, but Bodkins, 8, 7, 6. Late in the third. Here's Jacob Playman, 30 feet away, 4 seconds left. He starts to drive to the cup with the left hand. It rolls off, no good. The rim not kind to Bodkins late in the third. And Shawnee manages a tie, 47-47 at the end of the third quarter here at the Elk Elite Showcase. As I was telling you, Meyer's Tavern in Bodkins has outstanding breakfast beginning at 6 with omelets. Terrific strip loin steak dinners, only $12.50 in the evening. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Meyer's Tavern in Bodkins. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Meyer's Tavern, 937-693-8271. Place your carryout order from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Bodkins. We bet you won't find better at Meyer's Tavern. Delicious food, outstanding. A lid on the basket, Chuck, in the last half minute for Bodkins.
Too many mental errors right there. You're not going to see Jamison Meyer miss two free throws like that. It is hard to stand out there with nobody on the lane and shoot free throws, but it's just like practice, same distance. 18 points for Fultz, 18 points for Crow. They got 36 of their 47.
And the game is tied at 47. Shawnee ball to start the fourth and final quarter. Ball thrown foul line to Darian Dixon, 6'2 sophomore who's in. He gives it up, gets it back, looks for a cutter, can't find one. Dribbling out on top is Fultz, goes to Crow, backing down the defender, fadeaway 10-footer, a lot of rim, it curls in. Zion Crow, another bucket, he's got 20. And Shawnee leads by two, early fourth quarter. Botkins in backcourt. Ball fed up ahead by top to Carter Plyman. He's doubled. He almost lost the ball. Time out. Phil Groves, head coach Botkins. Shawnee's pressure giving Botkins fits at the moment. 49-47 Braves. 7:22 left here in the fourth. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all and very well, too, at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday to Friday. A take-home test for the coronavirus available for $32. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday. Close from 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. Botkins down 2. 50 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Jamison Meyer behind the arc. Thought about shooting, didn't let it fly. It's rotated opposite corner. Carter Plyman looks inside for top. Jacob Plyman comes out to catch. High dribble against Zion Crow. Now to Meyer. Deep right corner, Jaden Wendell. Shawnee doing a pretty good job getting Botkins out of its element here in the second half of this game. Shawnee trailed by 8 at the half. Braves have outscored the Trojans by 10 in the second half. 6:45 to go. Botkins offense thwarted at the moment. It's stymied. Dribbling on the arc. Carter Plyman around one player, another to the rim, and he blew a gimme layup. Long rebound, Jamison Meyer. Three ball is good. To the rescue, Jamison Meyer. A triple. Big possession. Botkins up one. 50-49 Botkins. 25 feet away, Shawnee's got the ball. High left, it goes to Fultz. They spread the floor. Ball dished outside the arc, right flank. Handled there by Zane Mercer, 5'11 sophomore in off the bench. Cross-court pass, Shawnee. Three-point launch, Patrick Fultz. Bingo! Fultz matches Meyer.
Five threes for Fultz now.
Wow. Terrific game by him. Here's a little cut to the rim by Carter Plyman. Great dish by Wendell, and Carter Plyman blew his second layup in the last half minute. R.J. Griffin down the floor for Shawnee. Around one player, up and under top. Got it for two. R.J. Griffin sliced right through Botkins' defense. Trojans clearly rattled. Pressure by Shawnee, giving Botkins trouble. 54-50 Braves. 5:29 to go in the fourth quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it's Carter Plyman. Goes baseline left to Dylan Top. Got away with a walk. He's double-teamed. Throws foul line to Carter. On the arc to Jamison. Opposite corner, Jaden Wendell. His triple. Bullseye! 54-53. Botkins down one to Springfield Shawnee. 5:06 left to go here in the fourth. Far right wing. It is handed off on the play to Mercer. Outside the arc on the left, Fultz tries it again, short of the mark. Rebound down to Botkins.
Both teams have made 8 threes now in the game.
16 three-pointers in this contest. We highlighted the three-point shooting in the pregame. We knew it would be a real scrap. A high pointer. It may take 65 to win it. Carter Plyman top of the circle. Botkins down a point. 4:33 to go. Head coach Phil Grove signals a play. Baseline right, Carter Plyman below the rim. Staggered, almost walked. Circles the wagons, right back out on top. Hand off to Jamison Meyer. Dylan Top, Jacob Plyman. Oh, wide open man low on the right. It's Dylan Top. What a feed. Jacob Plyman to Dylan Top for the layup. Out of the half-court offense, well done. Botkins up one, 55-54. 4 minutes to go in the fourth. Dribble drive, R.J. Griffin at the elbow on the left, and he took a hip from Dylan Top. 14 fouls, not significant. Three on the Braves, two on the Trojans. Timeout called. Bodkins up one, 4:02 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Well, a big shout out to friends and family of Bodkins, Jamison Meyer. Shout outs to Molly and Rick Biddle in Alberta, Michigan. They are listing the Livebecks in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Jamison just visited them for his 18th birthday. And they were in Ohio to attend the Browns-Vikings game with Jamison. And hello to Aunt Lisa Brady in Sydney and Uncle Dan in Colorado, friends, family of Jamison Meyer and his family. Of course, that's Brett Meyer, former Bodkins head coach, and his wife. Shawnee, after the timeout, flips the ball around the top of the circle. Fultz collects it, then dishes a bounce pass to a teammate. It's Zane Mercer, the sophomore. High left, it goes to Darian Dixon is in. Clock winding down to 3:28. Bodkins up one, 55-54. The cutter in the lane is Zion Crow. He's not guarded. Shot deflected. Got it back. Threw it to Fultz. Open three-pointer. This one's short. Rebound taken down by Jacob Plyman. Ball fell right in his lap. Bodkins with the board up one, 3:05 to go in the fourth. Carter Plyman 35 feet away. Starts a drive. Feeds it to Jacob. Jacob foul line. Back to Carter. Team fouls. Three in the Braves. Two in the Trojans. Carter Plyman fakes left. Goes right. And a reach-in foul called against Fultz of Shawnee. Ball out of bounds to Bodkins below the rim.
Jacob Plyman does not have a basket in the second half. He's made two free throws.
Well, he's been a focus of attention, hasn't
he? Yeah, man. And it's opened up some frees for him, so.
Far left wing. It's Carter Plyman with the ball for the Bodkins Trojans. Dylan Topp is on the court with four fouls. 2:42 left to go here in the fourth. Bodkins fans shouting out holding down inside by Shawnee against Jacob Plyman. The officials aren't noticing it. Down to 2:31 to go in the fourth quarter. Bodkins up one, 55-54. Deep right corner, Jamison Meyer on the bounce. Goes below the rim to Dylan Topp. No shot. Good defense by Zion Crow. Back to Meyer, back to Topp. All the way down to 2:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Jacob Plyman, far left corner. Hits Dylan Topp. He's doubled, 7 feet away, can't shoot. Back to Jamison Meyer, back to Dylan. Dylan penetrates the lane against Zion Crow. Oh, hits a cutter. It's Carter Plyman, the receiver of the beautiful pass from Dylan Topp. Nice. Up and good.
Yeah, Topp did a nice job of keeping his composure inside the lane there, and a good cut by Plyman.
Wow. Slicing through the Shawnee defense went Carter Plyman. Terrific assist by Dylan Topp. Bodkins up three. A minute 44 to go. 57-54 Trojans. Long cross-court pass to Dixon. Dixon decides to shoot. Nobody bothers him. Way short. Bodkins doesn't box out. We've got a loose ball rebounding foul against Bodkins. Trojans simply did not get a body on somebody.
Well, they did. They got what they wanted. Darian Dixon thinks he's a shooter, so they got that. But then they didn't box out. Didn't get the rebound.
Did not at all. And Shawnee gets a reprieve. Another possession below the rim. Inbounded to Zion Crow in the left corner. Ball thrown to the post beneath the rim. Mason Griffith on the arc to Fultz. Look out. He's dead eye. Swish. We're tied up at 57.
Three-point basket. R.J. Griffith.
It is 57-all with a minute 16 to go here in the fourth quarter. Carter Plyman, top of the circle, lobs down into top. Top's open, powers to the rim for two. Shawnee covered the ball in the arc with two players. Botkins found the open man. A minute 10 to go in the fourth. Chuck will keep it here. 59-57 in favor of Botkins. Shawnee basketball when play restarts. Steve and Ted's in Anna, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002, quickly building a great reputation for quality products and fine prices. We will make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come. Flexible finance options at Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645, 628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. Well, Botkins has managed to inch on top, Chuck, by two, 59-57. It is a close encounter here at Centerville.
Well, and the way Shawnee shoots threes, that two-point lead, not safe.
Right. Two unbeatens matched in a heavyweight struggle here at the Elite Elk Showcase. Botkins 6-0 overall, Shawnee 5-0 overall. And the ball is walked into the forecourt by Fultz. 1:02 to go in the fourth quarter. Botkins 59, Springfield Shawnee 57. Shawnee's got the ball 25 feet away at Zion Crow. Peers inside. Open shooter Zane Mercer can't let it fly. Gives it up to a teammate on the arc. Hand it off to R.J. Griffin. Back to Mercer. Mercer on the bounce. Down to 40 to go. Shawnee may take it all the way down inside 10 and try a three. Here's Zion Crow, shot fake, foul line, throws left corner, teammate, three ball, Mercer hit the rim, skin it off, weak side rebound, Botkins. Botkins got the right player to shoot it, near steal by Shawnee in backcourt. It goes out of bounds off of Brave. Wow.
Well, they've got two fouls to give, so they do not have to worry about getting a foul, trying to get a steal.
Four fouls on the Braves, three on the Trojans. 22 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Botkins in backcourt, nearly stolen by Shawnee. Quickly up the floor to Jacob Plyman. In the far right corner, Jamison Meyer, hooking foul against R.J. Griffin of Shawnee. It's not shooting. It's not shooting, as Chuck remarked. Team foul five on Shawnee. They can slap another one on Botkins.
They can, and I'll tell you, that was a very lucky pass that got through that time.
Extremely fortuitous pass by Botkins. It, quite frankly, should have been stolen by Shawnee at midcourt for a quick layup at the other end. It did not happen. The Shawnee player, the defender, whiffed on it. Here is Jamison Meyer, head of the key. Throws it 25 feet away to Elijah Stewart. Handoff. Near side court, nearly out of bounds. Carter Plyman was trapped, grabbed, fouled. And with 9.7 to go, if Botkins enters it successfully, Shawnee will have to foul, and that'll be a 1-1.
Yeah, I think you either want to get it to Jacob Plyman or you want to get it to Jamison Meyer here on the inbounds.
Got to have a good pass. Oh, it goes inbounds to Jamison Meyer, off the head of a Shawnee player, pinballed around. Jamison Meyer covers it up. Again, a fortuitous bounce.
Wow.
For Botkins, and Shawnee fouls with 7.3 left. If he makes both, you got to make the first to get the second. You hit two, you're in good shape.
That pass hit top in the forehead and bounced right back to him. Hit him right in the face.
It hit Dylan Top right on the top of the head and then spun like a top right to Jamison Meyer, who hits the free throw. 60-57, Botkins, 7.3 to go in the fourth quarter. Leaking down at the other end for Shawnee is Cooper Bear. He's being followed by Elijah Stewart. Here's Jamison Meyer again. He's got it. He hits the two important ones. He missed a couple techs earlier. Four-point lead, Botkins. Shawnee with five to go. Long three ball, Zion Crow. It rimmed out, no good. Rebound, Jacob Plyman. That's it. That's it. And the Botkins Trojans have held off the Shawnee Braves in a battle of unbeatens here tonight.
or I should say this afternoon, a 61-57 thriller. Botkins is victorious. We'll have a two-minute radio station break upcoming here in just a matter of seconds. Botkins with the victory, advancing on now to 7-0 on the year. Botkins leads the Shelby County Athletic League with a 4-0 mark. Shawnee drops to 5-1. The Braves' first setback. Shawnee on top in the Get Trail division of the Central Buckeye Conference. Shawnee 3-0 in league play as Coach Groves and McGuire chat at midcourt. Perhaps this might be a future game on the slate of these two teams. Division 4, Botkins. Division 3, Shawnee. We might try to catch Phil Groves.
Hey, Coach. Hey, Coach. Hey, Coach.
And we hollered for Coach Groves, who...
He wants to talk to his team.
And yep, he said he would try his very best to get up here. We'll take a two-minute break in just a matter of seconds. Chuck, quick observations from you. Two-minute radio station break upcoming here very shortly.
Well, Botkins got really sloppy with the basketball in the second half. Only three turnovers in the first half. Turned it five times in the third quarter, but then got themselves righted again. They Patrick Fultz and Zion Crow, 21 and 20.
Right.
I mean, those two boys are the real deal. And on the other end, though, Botkins really picked up. Meyer had 14. They got 12 from Wendell, and they got 18 from Jacob Plyman. So they did a good job of rebounding against him. Turned it a little too much against the press in the second half, but did a nice job of weathering that and winning a really good basketball game.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of a cat-and-mouse game. Each club knew who the others for sure shooters were. And late in the game, I thought Botkins did a good job coaxing Dixon into a three, coaxing Mercer into a long shot. And those are not their primary scorers from distance. By the same token, Shawnee was trying to do the same thing to Botkins. Botkins suffered a little bit under pressure from Shawnee in that second half, as you noted. But Botkins weathers the storm and pulls it out before 61-57. Two-minute radio station break upcoming. We'll pause for 2 minutes. Botkins defeats Springfield Shawnee to remain unbeaten. 61-57 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.com.
Hello once again. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Centerville. First game of four at the Elk Elite Showcase. The Bodkins Trojans have just beaten Springfield Shawnee 61-57. Phil Groves, head coach of Bodkins, alongside. We will chat with him in just a matter of 30 seconds. Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. 418 South Broadway for a new Pro Hardware store in Greenville. There's one in Jackson Center, of course, at 112 East Pike. Special prices, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. 20% off DeWalt Power Tools, 11% off solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. And your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in 3 days. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware and Greenville Pro Hardware. Bodkins weathers the storm, defeats Springfield Shawnee, a mighty good Division III basketball team coach, a club that was a regional finalist last year in Division III. You knew it would be a tussle, a few ups and downs in this game. You figured there would be some of those, and you rose to the top in the very end, winning by four. Good job. Way to get it done.
Yeah, thank you. Kids really came to play today. We knew that we'd fight through some adversity. We made our runs. They made their runs. And, you know, our kids pulled it out there in the end.
Jamison Meyer made two big free throws in the last 7-8 seconds to salt the game away, to put you up before. After missing a couple of technicals earlier, he made the big ones that counted in the moment at the end of the contest.
Yeah, you know, Jamison's a great shooter. I think everybody knows that. It was great to see him fight through adversity. I knew he got down on himself during the third quarter when he missed those free throws, and we still had the confidence in him, wanted the ball in his hands there to shoot those free throws there at the end, and he cashed them both.
Three young men in double figures. How about Jaden Wendell, starter at guard, 4 threes in this contest?
Yeah, Jaden's a great shooter. I've said it all year long. We have a special group here in the fact that any one of our guys can lead us any night. Yep. Jaden really did a good job offensively tonight for us, as did Jacob Plyman, Jamison Meyer. You know, we can go right down the list. Dylan Topp when he was in the game.
Yep.
You know, Jacob had 16 in the first half.
A good bench action for you from Elijah Stewart and Jordan Herzog.
Yeah, you know, Dylan got into some foul trouble in the first half. We went to our bench, and Elijah really gave us good minutes. You know, he's a really good rebounder, good defender, finished around the basket well for us. Jordan Herzog, I got to give him some credit, too. He came in and played quality minutes for us again, and it's inspiring to see these guys coming together as a unit and playing good team basketball.
Jacob Plyman reached his average, which is 18. He did not get a field goal in the second half. Splendid first half to lift your club to that 8-point lead after two quarters. What did Shawnee do differently in the final two quarters? What did you not do that you wanted to do in order to get Jacob more points in the last two periods?
Well, the second half, they really were trapping a lot. You know, we had Jacob helping bring the ball down the floor. So it's a tale of two halves, really. I don't think Jacob cares. He's a kid that he's pretty selfless, and he does what he has to do to help us win, and he's a winner. So great overall performance by him.
This was a test for you, and I tell you what, to get ready for the long stretch in the Shelby County Athletic League, then the post-regular season tournament, these are the kind of games your club needs.
Yeah, exactly. This is a tournament-like atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
It's always hard to get up on a Sunday to play basketball at noon. It's not out of the norm, you know. So the kids had to do something they're not used to there. So, you know, hats off to them. They came ready to play, and it's just so much fun to coach these guys. They're a great group.
Yeah, I've got to ask you, Chuck and I were commenting during the shoot-around before the game about the wobbly rims, a lot of give and take in the iron.
We noticed that as well.
Yeah, I could make a layup on these rims. It would eventually roll around and go in.
We missed our fair share of them, though.
Yep, you did.
I tell you, the other team, Shawnee, they had four guys that could put the ball in the basket.
Oh,
they didn't need those friendly rolls tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Patrick Foltz and Zion Crow, marvelous shooters, aren't they? Good ball players.
Yep. So it was a good challenge for us today. The kids responded well.
Yep, sure was. And Next up for you in the Shelby County Athletic League is?
We have Fairlawn at home on Thursday.
Fairlawn at home on Thursday.
Yep.
Trojans remain unbeaten. Congrats, Coach. A fine win against a real difficult, challenging opponent here today at Centerville.
Thank you very much. And as always, we appreciate the coverage of our school.
Thank you for joining us.
Phil Groves,
head coach of Botkins. His club victorious by 4 over Springfield Shawnee, 61-57. Thanks so much to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again, Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney, Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high-quality furniture priced right, go Goffney, we've got you covered, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7, thank you so much, Local. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New sponsors, the Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com, Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at VictoriousHealth.com. That's Victorious, V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. The cell phone shop on Harshman Road, an extension of Need More in North Dayton, a new underwriting sponsor. Mention Scores Broadcast. Receive 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. Chuck, we're going to hear from a new underwriting sponsor, Knox Machinery, then return with our Clancy's post-game star of the game. Centerville defeats Springfield Shawnee 61-57 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
So many thanks to Knox Machinery, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. We say hello to Nick Meyer in Fort Loramie, sales manager, or I should say a sales engineer at Knox Machinery. And we say hi to the Garretts in Fort Loramie, including Jerry Garrett, general manager at Knox Machinery. So pleased to have Knox Machinery on with us here on Scores Broadcast. Great game. I hope you enjoyed it. We had Phil Groves, head coach of Botkins, on afterward. 61-57, Botkins nips Springfield Shawnee. It wasn't for certain, Chuck, in that second half. Shawnee made it very interesting, grabbed the lead for about a minute or so.
Yeah, actually, I think they pushed it up to like 2 or 3, didn't they?
Yep, sure did.
And Watkins came back. Watkins led most of the game, but Shawnee, that's a really good basketball team. And you made the comment, and I agree. They just don't have that big guy inside. If they could have a 6'4 kid that they just give them some rim defense and give you 6 or 8 points a game, they would be unbeatable.
Yeah, these were two regional teams in Division III, Springfield Shawnee, Division IV, Bodkins. Two regional clubs for certain come March.
We'd be shocked if they're not.
Yep, of 2022. Our stars of the game, Chuck, brought to you by Clancy's.
Well, for Shawnee, they had only had four young men score. 21 for Fultz and 20 for Crow. Obviously, my two players of the game on that side of the board. For Bodkins, a little more balanced. Blyman, like you said, he had 18. Didn't have a basket in the second half. They did a pretty good job. A lot of holding. But if one being called, that's how you guard somebody if they're going to let you do it.
Right.
14 from Meyer and 12 from Jaden Wendell. Now, those two young men played extremely well. And those are my players of the game for Bodkins.
And brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, Bodkins was 6-0 coming into today's game. Now 7-0. Trojans sport a perfect record. Next opponent, you heard Coach Grove say it's a Fairlawn coming up on, I believe, Thursday. Thursday is Shelby County League Boys Night. And we'll have Rushi and Anna at the Rockets Gym for you on Thursday. An interleague game for you on Tuesday night. Fort Laramie Boys, who have dropped two straight to very good opponents, play at St. Henry on Tuesday night. And then again on Thursday, Rushi, Anna, Big Shelby County Athletic League game. On the air both nights at 7. Versailles defeated Fort Laramie on Saturday night. Minster nipped Annaba 1 in interesting boys' games on Saturday evening. During the day on Saturday, the Fort Laramie girls defeated the Versailles girls. How about the Anna girls nipping Minster by a point on Saturday afternoon?
Well, that's pretty impressive because, without Brianne Riemann with her knee, I don't think she played. I think they said she had to wait 2 weeks before to make a decision.
Right.
So that's Minster's down, let's be honest, but that's a nice win for Anna.
It sure is, to say the least. So we've got boys action again on Tuesday and Thursday for you. Fort Laramie at St. Henry on Tuesday night. Always like to be in that gym. It's an old school gym. Reminds me of the days that I had on Saturday and Sunday mornings when my dad unlocked the gym door down in Middletown.
Oh, yeah.
And in the old Middletown gym, I got to shoot around. You got an upper deck on one side, and everything's so close to the floor.
Yeah, you're a part of it, but when you get into your seat there in the media section, you're not getting back out unless somebody's nice to you.
So it's Anna Rushi on Thursday, Fort Laramie, St. Henry on Tuesday, 7 o'clock airtime both nights. Want to wish everybody a very merry and pleasant Christmas time. Of course, Christmas coming up this coming Saturday. Hope everybody enjoys it.
We don't have any games?
No.
On Saturday?
No. We will take Christmas Day off.
Okay.
Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our upcoming schedule. We'll have a full slate of games for you the week between Christmas and New Year's. In fact, we've got coverage planned for you on Wednesday, Thursday, and New Year's Day, or I should say New Year's Eve day afternoon. Botkins boys have a rescheduled game with Marion Local around noontime on New Year's Eve day, around noon.
I'm going to go watch that and then find something else to do because there's no television on that night at all.
Maybe some college football.
No, that doesn't count.
Maybe some college football that doesn't count. Again, our radio station sponsors, thank you very much. TC Sports in Sydney, Best One Tire in Sydney, Sydney Tire, Sydney Chiropractic, Reese Insurance, Minster Bank, and Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney. Hate to say goodbye. Fun game. Good afternoon. Really enjoyed it a lot here at Centerville. Final score once more, 61-57. Botkins victorious over Springfield Shawnee. For our radio station audience, for our online audience, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color Onsite Engineering, for Derek, our magnificent board operator at WMVR, Jack Kramer, saying good afternoon. Botkins wins over Springfield Shawnee, 61-57 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.